You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're off to a great start. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Knockouts and Three Counts.
This is Knockouts and Three Counts. And you know what? Let's start off by just acknowledging the fact
that Kyle showed up for a podcast.
That Kyle Campbell is back on the podcast. What's happening, man?
My whole government name, damn it. Yes. Hello, everybody. I'm
Kyle Bartholomew Campbell.
Well, considering you tell everybody your Facebook every show you run on, and it's got your middle initial in it, too.
Shut up, Kyle.
I mean,
yes. Hello, everybody. I was gone for a minute, but I'm back again. Back again.
Oh, it is now.
Wow. I was gone. I'm back. Might be gone again. Might come back. Might stay. Sort of like my shirt.
Sort of like Brock Lesnar.
More talented, but not highly paid like him. I can sell better. I can sell better than Brock Lesnar.
Good answer. Good answer. Mr. Collison, what's going on with you, man?
Not much, man. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Detroit Knockout. Other than that, this weekend we've got BCWA.
Definitely, we would definitely talk about that.
Saturday we're going to be there at Copeland Center. We're going to be talking about that with our guest today too. Also, Friday, if you need something to do and you want to come out and have some beers, we're going to be at House of Shamrocks in Hazel Park for Miles Fury Jury's fight party. I was going to call it victory party.
I was like, nope, no, can't call it.
I was going to, but yeah, it was a good fight. It's going to be a good time. Come out, come check it out. And and then Sunday, I'm going to hopefully take these fools' money and win this bowling tournament.
All righty. Well, me, I'm Devin. Hi. I'm the only person not named Kyle here. You can find me on Twitter at Devin63.
How about we make you an honorary Kyle?
Nah, I'm good. you can find me on Twitter at Devin63.
Fuck you and your
I don't know. Think that's an honor.
Ooh.
Well, fuck you too, bitch.
Voice. Damn. Like,
fake ass Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He doesn't even know who Stone Cold is.
Thank you, voice of God. you can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at AllSteakNoSizzle. That's one word. Make sure you check out the Reality Era News page where we talk wrestling. We're going to be talking about Kofi Kingston and how he got robbed and Fastlane and Raw and all that good stuff in there. So make sure you go ahead and join our group. Any more announcements before we get to our guests?
I'll do myself later.
No. Okay. Well, Mr. Collison, why don't you go ahead and take care of this one, sir?
So, as I just mentioned, we got BCWA. Ain't that a kick in the head?
Yes, sir.
This Saturday, we're going to be there doing our thing as always. And we always try to bring you in one of the stars of BCWA. So, with us today, we've got. You can call him the commissioner of sorts.
It's the sheriff.
The sheriff. Excuse me. The sheriff of BCWA. We have Hudge with us. How you doing, brother man?
I'm good. How are you? I guess we already know. I wasn't really paying attention, but it's all right.
It's okay. I don't pay attention either.
I get along with this guy.
That's the voice of God.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's what God sounded like, but
now I know.
So, Hud, you got social media, man?
Just Facebook. I'm not cool enough for anything else, you know? Just Big Man Hudge. That's it. That's me.
I beg to differ. I feel like you liked our picture about promoting you coming on Instagram.
I might have, but I don't know my name on Instagram. So
it's in the little box right above everything.
Yeah, I don't ever look. So, I mean, if you want to look it up, you can tell them what my Instagram
Big Man
name
Hudge,
is.
I think.
Yeah, probably. I'm not that
That's
original.
Neither here nor there. We didn't bring him in for his social media expertise.
That's I mean, if you got advice, no.
We'll take any advice.
I don't really know anything about social
but
media.
But how can I get into Rihanna's DMs?
I don't know. Who's?
Rihanna.
Oh, you know, actually, ironically, years ago.
Here we go.
she wanted me to be her bodyguard. And let's shoot. Yeah, met her at the airport. Yeah,
you didn't do it?
No. I don't fly.
I would have took a bus.
That's it. That's my story.
Wait. So you're being serious right now?
Yeah, I met her at the airport. Yeah,
and she wanted you to be her bodyguard.
Yeah, she might have just been joking, but she said it nonetheless.
Should we acknowledge that? Or should we let that go?
Yes, you can acknowledge it.
You okay over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
If somebody sounds like they were about to die in the background, that's because they may have actually been about to die.
So my follow-up question is, have you ever done bodyguard work?
Oh, yeah. When you're as big as me, you've done bodyguard work, bouncing, everything else.
Have you?
I have not.
Well, when you're as big and strong as I am.
Shot fired.
Shot accepted.
He said shot accepted.
What was that?
Oh, that's
is that like the dinner bell? Are we getting dinner now?
Oh, the bell's going to get rang a lot today because this son of a bitch.
I was there.
I get to ring the bell, bitch.
What? Oh, no, it's called self-policing right here, man. I'm humble about my stuff. I admit when I do stuff, man.
I don't know what this means.
The bell comes up various occasions.
Collison.
Usually when one of us mentions that, hey, like this weekend was a WWE Fastlane in Cleveland, Ohio, and I was there. So whenever someone, you know, big dogs like, hey, I met this person or I was here, I was there.
They DM me.
Name drop and all that.
Yes.
Give me the bell. I'll just ring it 1,000 times.
Wait, hold on. Rihanna? Bam.
Yeah, name there drop. We go. Yeah, we got it. We got it. I don't know who else. I keep thinking I need to stare at this camera.
The first and last Rihanna reference you'll probably ever get on the show. But
yeah, most likely.
Yeah. But no, tell me about being a bodyguard, man. What? How did you get into that? What made you get into it?
I'm a giant. That's how you get into it. You just go around and look tough. That's all you got to do.
Eat your Wheaties.
Nobody eats Wheaties. Yeah.
I always put sugar on my Wheaties. Probably why I'm diabetic now. Whatever.
Isn't that just Frosted Flakes?
Zero sugar. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you, Rockstar.
Wait, if Wheaties with sugar, isn't that just Frosted Flakes?
Probably. Maybe more bran in it. Now I just eat oat bran in the morning.
I eat Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, well, I'm a little older than you.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah.
I guess diabetes is coming next for you, sir.
Yeah, I don't really.
As long as the baldness don't come.
Hey, I did take my hat off for this. It's I do got a sweet mullet right now, though. But
business in the front part.
So can you drop any more names of people that you
did
bodyguard work for? No,
we ain't doing it. I don't want the bell to ring because you guys don't explain anything to me. You just send me in this room with this foam wall.
Actually, I did tell you about the bell on the
way
here.
You don't even set your guest up, man.
I don't remember.
I was telling him about the bell on the way here because he goes, was there anything I need to know?
You can't tell people about the bell, man. It's just got to happen.
I just realized that that's not Buddha sitting there, man. You can't see it. But it's not Buddha. It's C-3PO.
So you've told us how you did the bouncing thing. Tell us how that got you into pro wrestling. And were you always a fan, or did you get into that too just because of your size?
Oh, no. I was always a fan of wrestling. I was a Hulkamaniac when I was a kid. You know?
Excuse me for a second.
You'll throw up your mouth.
Whatever.
All right. I'm good.
Hey, I used to tear off my little tank top when he used to Hulk out. I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't know any better.
Yeah, everybody did it, you know.
If you need to be, I'll be puking in the bathroom.
Well, yeah. I guess we don't need you then. I don't know.
Thanks, God. God, are you there? It's me, Mark.
Oh, it was about you ripping your shirt off. Now I get it. It wasn't about Hogan. Now, you can stay in here, buddy. We need you. We need you for sure. No, I grew up watching wrestling. You know, me and my dad, that's what we did. We watched wrestling. I was more of a WCW guy than I was WWFE, whatever. But, yeah, no, grew up watching wrestling, and then, I don't know,
played football, and
graduated high school, and I didn't know what else to do, and kind of fell into wrestling. That's really what happened. Probably drinking involved, but you know, whatever. Well, just kind of fell into it and been doing it really ever since. My little hiatus. But
how long have you been in the game?
Well, let's see. I was only BCWA. We started in 2007.
Okay.
So
12 years.
Then, yeah.
Good math.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we took our, you know, like 6 years off, 7 years off, whatever it was, and we come back. I had to come back. Can't be BCWA without Hudge.
Right. So that's something that I've actually wanted to talk about on the show. You know, we have an affiliation with BCWA. We come to the shows. We bring guests in to promote the shows. But we kind of came into it blind. Like, I don't know about you, Kyle. I don't know if you've ever been to any BCWA shows before.
I'd heard of them before because I lived downriver.
Right. I had never been to any BCWA shows, so tell us a little bit of the history of BCWA since you were there from the beginning.
Let's see. We first started at a bar. Little Easy's in Lincoln Park. And we did a few shows there. We moved over to the Trade Center, Tri-City Trade Center, and we ran there for years. Bounced around for a minute and then back to Trade Center. We had a real nice setup there. We had our little arena. We never had to tear the ring down. We had training there and ran two shows. Almost 2 years, we ran two shows a week, Saturday and Sunday, full production. I mean,
TV too?
Oh, no, that was before when it was so easy to stream online and everything else.
Right.
We did do a little bit of online streaming. I can't remember the service that we used, but we were like one of the first ones to really get into it. But it was not as easy as it is now.
Man.
And it wasn't just take your phone out and Facebook Live it. I mean, there wasn't none of that back then.
Right. Okay, can you tell us some of the names of people that started off in the early days of BCWA? I think we know one that's pretty popular, Miss Allison Kay. I know she got her start in BCWA.
She got her start there.
Any other people that you can think of that?
No, the guys that are around now, they were all with us before for the most part. You know, like your Bill Martells and Matthew Priest, me, Blackwell, of course. I don't know. There's a lot of talent that's come from BCWA that's moved on to other places too. You know, other local independents.
Right.
You know, like your Maserati Ricks, you know, guys like that, you know, they've moved on, but now they're back. BCWA's back and they come back. It's kind of home for a lot of people.
So tell us what's the biggest things you've seen change in BCWA now that you guys have come back as opposed to what you guys had going on from the beginning?
I'll just tell you from like my personal view, my personal standpoint on it. At the end of BCWA before, it became just another job. You know, it wasn't that much fun anymore.
Right.
Now, when we came back last July, it's fun again. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot less drama. It's a lot more fun to it. And that's what it's all about, really, in the end.
So tell us how you got in your current role as sheriff and what changes you see that need to be made to BCWA, and tell us what you think about the card we got this weekend.
Well, the sheriff thing just started with a bet, you know, from between Priest and Blackwell.
Right.
That was it.
Remember that show?
Yeah. Yep. We won. Well, I mean, I didn't win. I lost. I got eliminated, but in the Super Slam. But our team won, and Priest decided to make me the sheriff. I think he used some other word. I don't know what it was, but I picked sheriff. So I'm the sheriff of BCWA. I'm there to keep the law and order of the show. That's the only time I'm really in charge is at the shows. Now, that's all I need to do. Make sure the show runs. Make sure I keep Blackwell in check. Keep everything in check. And that's my role now.
Where would you like to see BCWA go in like the not too distant future? So like you guys have been back since July of last year. So by July of next year, where would you like to see it have grown to?
Wyandotte. I don't know, man. That's on Blackwell. That's Blackwell's thing. You know, this is really weird that I can see.
This newfangled thing called technology.
Yeah, I need to put my hat on. Well,
we can't put the camera that way because it would just be a complete glare off of Randy's forehead. It would just be white.
I gotta put my head back like this. No, I don't know. But no, the future.
Wait, did
you
turn his microphone off?
That's on Blackwell. Oh, yeah, that's nice. I like that.
Fuck you, man.
I like that.
I want all of them, damn it.
Watch your language, all right? Law and order. I don't want cursing here, you know?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, whoa, look at that. I'll start ringing the bell every time you curse. How about that?
Well, I lost.
Yeah. But no, Blackwell's got is the one with the head for that, the eye for it. He knows where we're going. You know, he knows where he wants to see us. And I'm just really there to help him. You know, by running the shows, I mean, I just do my part to help the business, to help BCWA. So I just follow the lead, you know.
So tell us a little bit about the card you got this weekend and what are some things that our listeners need to be looking out for?
Well, it's a lot of good wrestling.
Yes, sir.
You know, ain't got a kick in the head. Yeah. No, we got a lot going on this show for sure. For sure. I mean, we got. Like the cult will be there with Ryan Green, or I'm sorry, Blaine Bordeaux, whatever he's calling himself now. You know, I think He'll be doing something with Jake Frost. I'm sure he's going to be going after him. I actually think it's Pilgrim against Frost there. I think that's going to be that one. You do know Justin Maine's out.
Yep.
There's no Justin Maine at this show.
Wow.
I've heard he'll be there, but he can't wrestle. I think he broke his pinky. Yeah, something like that. Broke his little pinky finger. Something catastrophic. So, for all I know, he's got a hangnail. I don't know. But, yeah. So he won't be wrestling, and he was supposed to wrestle Orlando Christopher.
That would have been a dope match.
Well, we got another dope match to take place. I don't even know what that means. What is a dope match?
It sounded odd coming out.
Yeah. I'm a hillbilly from Taylor, man. I don't know anything cool. I don't know how to say anything fancy.
That just basically means it's going to be a really, really good match.
So what's
basically
the awesome match that's going to be replacing that?
Well, we announced it. I mean, it was on Facebook.
I got
so
you.
We got Jack Price coming in.
Okay.
Oh, I dropped my cheat sheet now.
Uh-oh.
Thanks.
I don't
thanks.
Bend.
I also dropped my phone, you know. don't step on it. There we go. Got
it's
it.
It's an iPhone. It'll be okay. If it was an Android.
Remember what I said? Keep your finger off my Butterfinger. I saw you looking again. It's right there. I got one.
Butterfinger, huh?
You and Bart Simpson go to. So you said you grew up, you were more WCW than WWE.
Yeah,
so what would be some of your favorite matches or some favorite wrestlers coming through?
Arn Anderson. He was one of my favorite. Even as a kid, I loved Arn Anderson, which is weird. Of course, I liked Vader.
Yes, sir.
Mastodon in a big helmet and everything. Sid. NWO thing. Love that.
The whole thing or just the
when it was the little group.
Yeah.
Before everybody and their brother joined, you know.
When it was still a group and not like just a
gang.
A mob.
Yeah, before it became everybody.
I don't even think you can call it a gang because they weren't even like separated at that point. They just became a mob of NWO.
It was WCW basically.
Yeah, and Stinger, of course. Stinger. Everybody likes
Wait, were you
Stinger.
A fan of early Austin in WCW?
Oh, what, when he's a Hollywood blonde? Yeah, that's right, like that, and Brian Pillman. You know, sure, I mean, I liked him. I liked Flying Brian more, but.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Blackwell, you should bring in Flying Brian Jr. And,
oh, man, that would be a great.
I don't know. There's only room for one mullet, okay? But, yeah, no, Jack Price, Atlanta Christopher. So that is going to be pretty outstanding, pretty dope.
I don't subscribe to that type of language. That's him over there.
You said it. You taught me that. Keep drinking your water down 1800. All right, your Mountain Dew down 1800. You have fruit snacks over here too.
Well, it's quiet. It's
coming in hot, dude.
Well, it is pretty warm in here. You know. I don't know. What else do we got going on?
We have. Yeah.
Are you looking at my cheat sheet? You're looking at your phone. What, you got the card on?
Waiting for the Wi-Fi to kick on?
I'm pulling up some matches, and I probably shouldn't say this.
Oh, that means you should say it.
I'm definitely going to say it. So Chase Burnett is going to be defending his Alliance Championship
against
Atlas Hightower, who is a very impressive young man. I just follow him on Facebook. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing him wrestle again.
I beat him before.
Also, he's going to be defending against Alex Weir, but we saw him this last time. He's very impressive.
And O'Shell, yeah. Shark Boy.
And Shark Boy.
I feel like we have to get him on the show at the show, bro.
That's the wrong Shark Boy.
Wow.
Yeah, you're yeah.
I like Lava Girl, too.
Yeah, you probably like Twilight, so.
Aren't you glad you
get
came back to the
bodied.
Show, bro? Aren't you glad?
This will be your last show, huh?
Team Jacob and I don't give a fuck anymore. Just moving on. Just moving on.
But yeah.
Yeah.
No, the Alliance Championship match, that'll be crazy. I don't know if it'll be dope. I'm not sure.
Stop looking at me, damn it.
You said dope.
He's the one that said dope. That's the other Kyle. I don't use that type of ethnic language.
I got you guys confused. You guys look so similar, it's confusing.
It happens often. It happens often.
Yeah, salt and pepper over here.
That's hilarious because that's actually his nickname. But yeah, Shark Boy is going to be here. Man.
Over here too, like,
exactly, man.
Oh, wait a second. We can't say that. You know, we don't want to get anybody offended by the salt and pepper references.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, Hutch, but we were told that we were racist and somebody threatened to kill us.
Yeah, they threatened to blow up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
We were racist because it was basically
well, let's just push it. Okay.
It was this type of setup. It was the cream in the middle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They threatened to blow up the studio?
Yeah.
I'm out.
That's all it takes?
He's out. This is the second time he's out. Yeah. I just made a salt and pepper reference and nobody got it.
That's actually, you don't watch the show. That's actually what our nickname is.
You listen to it.
That's our
I listen to it, right? It's a podcast. Yeah. You listen to it.
You can watch it too. That's how you saw yourself.
Yeah, I see that now.
Nobody watches.
No, nobody watches. See?
We got three people.
That kind of hurts, right? Maybe Jesus,
man. Views over here. Man, our own producer's fucking us up,
man.
But, I mean,
there's the language again.
See? I'm not the one that cusses, motherfucker.
So,
yeah, I'm on a, you know, BCWA is a family friendly show. We want to keep it family friendly, you know?
Yes, family friendly, yes. Butterflies and rainbows.
They're not
going to
find
which reminds me, I mean, do they know we're in Royal Oak, by the way?
They do now.
Well, they do now.
Well, it's awfully fancy. You know, for me, coming from Taylor, and I'm all the way out here to this fancy end of town.
I tag every video post with Podcast Detroit's location.
Yes.
So they know. Yeah. Clearly, we're in Royal Oak, which is very fancy. There's
careful
a
where
zoo
you
park. Here.
Wait, hold up. Go ahead. I got to let them know.
All the way from Taylor, and I get a PBR. I mean, that's pretty amazing. Yeah, you got white trash beer in Royal Oak.
That's Royal Oak in a nutshell. Looks nice on the outside, but in every refrigerator is some past blue ribbon.
So
I don't have any of mine. Actually.
You were talking about coming from Taylor and all those things. Tell us about you mentioned Mike Blackwell earlier. Tell us about some of the trouble you've been having with Studio 86.
Studio 86
and your thoughts on them and their Vice City gimmick.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, ain't that a kick in the nuts? That was a couple months ago there.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you
last
about that.
Two months ago. Yeah. But I don't know what they're doing now. I mean, they're running amok. I'll tell you that.
That's amok, he said, people.
Yeah, amok. What else would I have said?
That's amok, he said, people.
I'm sorry that I'm using fancy words that you don't know.
These fangled words you kids are using nowadays.
I don't know that. But yeah, no, Studio 86, I mean, they're going nuts. They're doing whatever they want. They got Blackwell with them. You know, and Blackwell's the owner. I mean, he's the owner. He can do whatever he wants.
Right.
You know, until it gets to the show. That's what it, well, hey, we're getting Pose. I think he's taking a picture. We got Pose. And you got Flex, you know, look tough.
Hogan must pose, brother.
Yeah. What if that See, look at that. You hate Hogan.
Hogan must pose, then Austin must stun.
Yeah.
What if that ends up on Grindr, though?
What? What's up with you and Grindr today?
He's talking about his Grindr page.
As he's got his girlfriend in the studio with us.
Do you know he has a Grindr page? Did you know that?
If you didn't, why did you
look, why did he look up when we said that, though?
Wait, time out. Is this your girlfriend?
Yes, it is.
Okay, man, you can't be putting that out there if you didn't official. I'm about to say, man. He already had that conversation.
For now, until she's getting on Grindr to look for him.
You better have them traits right, son.
What were we talking about? Studio 86, yeah.
Studio 86.
Off the rails.
You see they got a bodyguard now, too, huh?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to get into, man. So,
former
guest of the show, Big Daddy Gaddy, is now a member of Studio 86.
Like 82 feet tall and looks like
the man that chopped Tony's nipple off.
Yeah, he's chopped a lot of nipples off, I think. I don't know.
You know, for somebody that didn't know that, that would sound really funny. Well, I know the story.
You just killed the whole thing.
You totally fucked
silent
it up.
After you said something.
Wait, who's
maybe
it?
There's a reason you haven't been on the show in so long.
I have another show, that's why.
Damn, Hutch is coming for him.
Get body.
What is it?
So, apparently this show's not as important to him.
I know.
No.
Are you on that one with the girls I saw out front?
Must be a good-looking guy that looks like me.
But Big Daddy Gaddy, now part of Studio 86.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. He kind of looked like an extra from the Lost Boys. I'm just putting that out there at the last show. I don't know what was with these leather gauntlets.
What is it with them vampires?
In the glasses, though.
Like, the glasses were sweet.
I like the glasses, man.
I may or may not have Big Man Hutch ones now. I think a lot of us bought those glasses after we saw them. That was pretty amazing.
I got to find out where we get those so I can get knockouts and three counts on them while we do interviews.
Now you're thinking the Dwayne Wade.
Oh, you can go ask Big Daddy Gaddy, okay? That's what you can do.
I don't want to get chest chopped, so I'll just have Tony do it. All right. He's been there, done that.
Tony,
he's probably
you can be the sacrificial lamb. Take him.
I mean, wait, who's the second person whose chest he chopped after Tony? Who?
Oh, shit.
Because it was
yes,
bad.
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Like, I felt like a gunshot went off in that place.
I don't know.
It had to be like we'd have September.
We'd have to go back and look on the show because we definitely talked about it.
Yeah,
on the show.
It was.
That's another thing we need to talk about going into this show, though. Past guests of our show, Dread King Logan and Movado, man, they've been having quite the deal.
Yeah.
You know, is anything going to happen with that? You know, I mean,
Logan, they do have another match.
Logan took his mask, and I don't know if you saw Movado's promo, but you know, usually every time Movado comes in here, he's all happy go lucky. But on that promo,
he's not happy go lucky.
That promo that he cut said that he's going to make him go back to the old Movado, and we talked a little bit about the old Movado on the show that he was just on with us. So I don't know, man. Logan, if you're listening, you better be ready for the can of worms you just opened.
I mean, you got to realize, man, that's like the ultimate form of disrespect to mass wrestlers.
Yeah,
to take
his mask.
Yeah.
And to put it on and run around and parlay with it and everything.
He's still
else,
got
man.
The mask.
Yep.
He put out a video today. Sorry, I didn't mean to hit you that time.
I'm all right.
Well, yeah, he put out a video today. I'm talking to Movado, and he's got the mask still. I mean, he's holding it.
That's
you
disrespect.
Know?
I feel like Movado is going to be coming with a vengeance. I don't know what you guys think, but it's going to be interesting to see how
he's
that plays out.
He's
going to
be coming with a vengeance and a different mask.
Yeah, the first two matches have been really, really good, so I can only imagine where it's going to go from now.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be good, too. I mean, I guarantee it. You know, I mean, you put two guys that caliber together, I mean, it's going to be good, you know.
Campbell? Mr. Collison? Because I got a question.
I'll be there this.
Holy shit. Yeah. Not only did he show up to our show, he's showing up to our shows outside of the show. Circle
it's like
in red.
It's like yeah.
Good.
Hot damn.
We'll make sure we get you a chair.
You can actually have your own chair and feel like part of the club.
It's not a guarantee. It's not a guarantee.
I will bring my own folding chair.
Oh, okay. Well,
I'll bring my own chair. I have a Fastlane chair that I got this
I'll
past Sunday.
I'll bring my money in the bank chair.
Bam.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard
to
come by seats.
Around. Since you went there, I mean, Hud, you were telling me on the way over here you watched a little bit of Fastlane.
I did watch a little bit of it.
Give me your thoughts on what you saw.
Yeah,
you better ring that bitch a bunch.
It was wrestling. That's what it was. It was WWE.
More wrestling than entertainment.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun to watch, you know. I mean, that's really. Sorry. I didn't get to the main event, and I fell asleep. But most that's because I'm an old man, you know.
Was there anything in particular you liked out of the card or anything you're looking forward going into Mania? Or
everything. Mania is the best time of year to be a wrestling fan. If you watch pro wrestling, WrestleMania is the best time of year.
I agree completely.
So you get everything. Just looking forward to the whole Becky Lynch thing.
The man.
You know, like that's, yeah, it's Stone Cold, but you know, whatever, it's still cool. It works. You know, the Kofi thing, I'm sure Kofi's going to be in there, Batista and Triple H. I mean, that is going to be a good show. Every year, it's a good show. So, yeah, you're not really a wrestling fan. Right, well,
30 years, you know.
That's it. I got you. Don't worry.
I feel like we need to have Pepper Kyle versus Hudge. At fucking BCWA, man.
You don't want none over here. You don't want none.
Is that all you got? Is that sourpuss look? Is that it?
Uh-oh.
Hey, you better drink some more liquid courage. There you go, buddy.
I don't even need it.
I didn't even bring Ethel with me. What are you talking
Devin.
About?
Devin.
So are there waivers that have to be signed?
Oh, yeah, there's waivers.
Hey, I've heard there may be a Knockouts and Three Counts Presents show. I mean, hey, Kyle, you might have.
Well, still working on those details. But
I mean, my finisher's kicking him in the dick. So.
You can't steal my shit, fool.
Hey. It's on my
language. Language.
Yeah, yeah, hey, if KO like can language. Use the Stone
Look
Cold
here, we got.
I can kick people in the dick, too.
Hey, language.
Look here. So Please. We got our guest point of view on Fastlane, but Devin, this was you were front row. You tell
your
us.
Your point of view was front row.
Yeah, you were in stadium.
Damn right. I was right there by the entrance ramp.
Were you by yourself?
I was by myself.
Did you see JoJo? Did you see JoJo?
She wasn't there, man. Oh, I was highly disappointed.
That's a disappointment.
Although, I will say this.
I just want to know why you went by yourself. You couldn't get a date? I mean.
No, I could have. It's just, you know, I don't really like people right now.
I know, so, right?
Yeah. But Mandy Rose,
mm-hmm.
It's not just she is stunningly beautiful.
Okay, Corey Graves.
I thought that he was kind of playing it up, but like seeing her that up close and stunningly beautiful. stunning.
They've told me that before too.
How much I think I heard somebody say that at the BCWA show.
I'm just gonna stare at the camera right now.
Also, Tamina.
Really?
I've always thought that on the low, dude. Honestly. Tamina,
and they both could whoop you. So,
Be
careful.
And she can. I mean, I've seen her legit mess around just in videos, wrestling around with some of the guys, dude. And she's fucking strong as shit.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
definitely. Yeah, she's strong. Hey, if you want to learn more about Tamina, listen to Lillian Garcia's last episode of her podcast. She had Tamina on there. Tamina has a very good story. I'm pulling for her. I'm hoping that if they're going to do this story with her and Beth Phoenix and whatever, I hope that turns into something bigger.
What did you think about that? I was a big fan of seeing Natty and Beth together. I think it's a perfect tag team combo.
Beth Phoenix?
Yeah.
Very, very hot in person.
I've always been a fan of Beth Phoenix. I've always loved Beth Phoenix, man. I've always been a fan of the Glamazon. So to see her come back, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to what that turns into for Mania. But Fastlane in general, I thought it was a really good card. Nothing really major happened as far as like title-wise or anything like that. But I will say this. Kofi Kingston definitely has a huge following. Like the whole night, biggest pops were for Becky Lynch, Kofi Kingston. So they're going to have to make that the title match at Mania. I'm looking forward to seeing how they flip this story into him being in a championship match.
Was it really that quiet as it seemed in the arena as it was on TV when Mustafa came out? Because it was just, I felt so bad for him when they announced him.
That was a bad spot for him.
Hudge, what are your thoughts on that? You know, they went from Mustafa Ali being the hottest thing to he got hurt and then they plugged Kofi in and now it seems like they're just trying to pick up where they left off and it seems like the crowd's just not taking it.
I don't know. They were doing that to swerve everybody, I think. But I don't know. When you have a match with, like, Daniel Bryan in it and, you know, Kevin Owens, I was calling Kevin Steen, and you got Kevin Owens in there, and the whole crowd is just chanting for Kofi. I mean, that tells you something.
Right.
You know?
But I will say this. Kevin Owens, Mustafa Ali, and Daniel Bryan, by the end of that match, they did turn that crowd. Mm-hmm. So they put on a hell of a match. Yeah. So I will say – yeah, the crowd definitely did get into the match eventually, but Kofi Mania, they're going to have to make that match regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, man, like, I feel like, don't get me wrong, I was a little bit bummed again when you seen him kind of get screwed over, but honestly, I think this sets it up to be, if they do go through with it at Mania, which is what I'm hoping happens, dude, that fucking crowd is going to come unglued. Like, that... You want to talk about a loud-ass crowd. That is going to – if he gets in that title match, whether it's a last-minute decision or a week before or however it plays out,
right?
They're going to go insane. The same as I want to get your guys' opinion on – we just found out on Raw last night that WrestleMania is supposed to be Kurt Angle's last match. He said that it's going to be his farewell match. And with a guy like Kurt, I mean, Hudge and I were talking about it on the way to the studio – Kurt's been around long enough that I feel like
20 years.
Kurt, yeah. I don't think Kurt would be the kind of guy to keep wrestling just so he could wrestle because of the fact that he was such a perfectionist with the wrestling background and everything else. I feel like it could very well be his last match. What are your guys' thoughts?
I've always said it. Kurt Angle's in my top five. He's one of my all-time favorite wrestlers. I've always said that gimmick, the intensity, integrity, intelligence.
I don't think it was a gimmick.
That thing is honestly something you could try to live your life by. I mean, that's just good principles. Yeah. And in the ring, guy was polished coming out the gate. I mean, he just hit the ground running. So it's going to be sad, you know, because really from the Attitude Era, I mean, I guess really all you legit would have would be like Triple H now. That would like still technically active. Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of like the last, like, last guy
is Big Show still active?
Not really.
But yeah. Actually, I want to ask you a question kind of based on Kurt Angle, Hudge. Anytime I've ever heard someone talk about Kurt Angle when he first got into the business, they said no one has taken to wrestling quicker than he has.
Yeah.
So from your perspective, as far as people that you've seen yourself, you know, get trained in the business, who's that person that you just saw just naturally take to it?
What, outside of Kurt Angle? You mean like some...
Like you personally from BCWA.
BCWA, who took to it naturally.
Or just anybody that you got trained with that you just saw just took to it like a fish in water.
Martel took to it really quick. You know, he actually had like an MMA background.
Okay.
And then he transferred over to the pro wrestling side of things.
We'll have to have him on and have a full-on interview with him to talk about that. I didn't know he had an MMA.
Good
MMA.
Luck.
Yeah.
He's a borderline recluse. He took to it very well, you know. I'm not sure. Like, by the time we started, like, BCW Priest already had it, you know. So, I mean, that
right.
There's a reason why they trained Allison Kay, you know. I don't know. It seems like everybody just gets it at different rates, you know, if you really right. apply yourself. Yeah. Like, you can get it, but you got to have it, too, you know. And that
right.
you can't be taught that. Guys like Kurt Angle and stuff, you know, they have it.
Right.
It's just there, you know, and there's no teaching that.
And the great thing about Kurt Angle that I'm definitely going to miss if this is his farewell match is that, yeah, he can get in there, he can wrestle, he can do all the moves, but then at the same time, he'll flip it and put on a cowboy hat and play a ukulele and entertain the crowd regardless. So he was a guy that, It didn't matter. All he really wanted to do was entertain the fans and put on a great match or, you know, make you laugh, smile, or whatever the mission was. He went out there and did it and did his best.
Like I said, man, it's an honor to be able to be there to see that. And
ring the bell.
I knew it was coming eventually, but I already just said I'm going to be there full year late.
Ring the bell.
But, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that. But what are your guys' thoughts on the whole thing with the Shield, man? Like, we didn't talk about that off of Fastlane. You know, they kind of put it back together quick because the rumor is, and what they've said at this point, is
real
that...
quick, do you think that they were shooting a concussion-type gimmick with Roman last night? Did I really get that, like that impression that it was like he had a concussion? Because it seemed really odd how they even brought the doctor out. They're checking
his
eyes.
Well, that's exactly what they were trying
to
do.
I'm like,
they
don't usually...
They smoked his head off the pole, dude.
Like,
I mean...
But I mean, like that just seems like something they don't normally do. Like that was, I mean, it was a surprising thing. It's like that concussion stuff they usually don't mess around with. So that was.
I didn't have any problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying it's something I haven't seen them do. But yeah, the Shield, you know, it's just gotten to be a little repetitive. Every year for like every year for like the last 3 years, they've gotten back together. You know what I mean? So it kind of loses its luster when you see them at least once or twice a year together.
Devin, I mean, what were your thoughts? You were there at Fastlane. Like, what did you think of the Shield reunion, and what did you think the crowd reaction was?
I was there. The crowd reaction was pretty good. Honestly, I wasn't expecting it to be the last match. That kind of caught me off guard. I thought Becky and Charlotte would be the last.
Oh, we got a caller.
We got a call.
What do I do?
Hello.
Hello. What's going on, Priest?
How do you do?
Not too bad. On the phone with you. Listen with us right now. We've got Matthew Priest with us. Hudge is getting his earwear taken care of right now. But yeah, we just got done talking about you because we were talking about some of the early days of BCWA and all that good stuff and some of the guys that Hudge thought that he had seen that it took to it quick. So since you helped train a lot of people at BCWA, give us your thoughts on that. Was there anybody that you guys had come out of there? Obviously, you guys had Allison Kay and anybody else that maybe our listeners might not know that just picked it up real quick because we were talking about Kurt Angle's retirement.
Well, yeah, of course, you know, Allison Kay. I think the guy who picked it up probably the quickest would have been Maserati Rick.
Yeah.
It was a natural. I mean, of course, you know, Bill Martel kind of came in with a little bit of experience, but he's a natural as well. We had a hand a little bit. Jericho.
Didn't hear that. It broke up.
He didn't.
Uh-oh.
He must have AT&T.
You guys get Jericho 120?
Jericho 120. Yep. Okay. Yep. Now I can hear you.
Jericho 120. We worked with him a little bit. They're early going. He really didn't catch a stride, though, until he went out to California. That's how he got his bookings and evolved. But he started with us and the hunger and the passion was there. You could see it from an early going on. I wouldn't censor it, say he was a natural. He was a guy who came from from those groups, Crush and Crush and Steel, both those guys. They're a hell of a tag team, and those guys both put the work in, probably two of the hardest working guys that ever came through the training. They definitely put the time and the work and the effort in.
Yeah, but you know, more so now priests, they just guys. Cheat. I don't know.
So you've mentioned
natural, probably the most naturally gifted guy that you guys haven't seen wrestle. And I don't know why I forgot him. He's my broadcast colleague, but Dynamite Evan Craig, kid was 18 years old and you'd have thought he was wrestling since the 80s. He just was a guy who got it. And now he's just doing the commentary with him. That was another natural guy that came out of the group.
So, Priest, we got Hutch here in the studio. I feel like it's only fair that we have you give us some stories about Hutch.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Like, what?
Well,
yeah, give us the dirt on Hutch.
Well, the first thing I'll say is one of my favorite matches I ever had and one of the best matches I ever had was against Hutch, and it was a BCWA show in the very, very early days. At a little easy bar. We were the main event, both of our first main events. I'm very fond of that match, and it holds up really well. Hutch held up his end of the bargain, did his job in there real well. And to this day, one of my favorite matches I ever had, and probably one of the best I ever had. It was just a nice little story we told, and had the crowd right in the palm of her hand for it.
And you won.
Well, I had help from a 7-foot behemoth of a man.
So. Yeah, the brain chop. I remember it.
Just sad. But Hutch was always kind of like the new guys when they came in. Hutch was like the measuring stick. No one was going to give him more shit in the locker room. Bust their chops more than Hutch. If they could pass the Hutch test, then they were going to be in it for the long haul. And not everyone passed the Hutch test. A lot of guys got intimidated and scared off by Hutch.
Yeah, I think I'm doing that right now to one of these guys here.
Yeah, he might have scared Pepper Kyle off.
I ain't scared no fuck. From Detroit, baby.
So we've talked about some of the guys you guys have had come out with the training and stuff, but as we go into Ain't That a Kick in the Head, tell us what are you looking forward to most with the show, and what do you think could be a sleeper that our guests need to know about?
I think it's a unique show right now. We've had, you know, some card changes. I'm really intrigued by the tag team gauntlet match. The gauntlet match is always kind of a wild card on how it's going to go. I'm probably most excited though for the Bird Box Battle Royal. It's a unique match I've never seen before, so I'm curious to see how that plays it out. And I'm excited to see. I'm a sucker for a blindfold match, so very very intrigued to see how it plays out the Battle Royal. And that's probably the match I'm looking forward to the most. The sleeper match on the show. Oh man, you got a couple of you got probably three matches, three singles matches that all equally could steal the show and be matched tonight. And between Silver and MM3, Logan and Movado, and Orlando Christopher and Jack Price, any one of those three could be match of the night. And hard to sleep on one of them. But all six of those guys are extremely talented in their own right. And Logan and Movado's got the most push behind it, and
right.
It's kind of expected to be a main event feel. But I think with, you know, Christopher and Price, my knowledge, they haven't worked with each other much. It's been years, and these guys get in the ring. Both of them at the peak of their game, at the highest level they've ever been, they could easily steal the show. And MM3 coming in has got something to prove. Zane Silver coming off of his best performance. So it'll be a really exciting match there as well.
Wait, Hutch, you going to say something about the Bird Box Battle Royal?
Well, it's only a blindfold match until the final two.
Okay.
That's the thing. Right, Priest, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last two guys, I'm sure we'll make an announcement so they know they're the last two. Then they take the blindfolds off. Wow.
Yeah. Bird Box, exactly. From my understanding of it is, it's guys in the ring, you got six guys blindfolded, and four are going to get eliminated over the top rope, and the last two guys are going to get the masks pulled off, and it's going to be like, they don't know who it's going to be. And if two guys get the blindfolds removed, and the arena's going to suddenly get bright, and they're going to be staring across the ring from their opponent. It's going to be a one-on-one matchup from there, pinfall, submission, disqualification, count out, however it goes, that's my understanding of it.
Yep. Now, we talked about Crush and Steel. We know they're in the tag team gauntlet match. What other teams are in there? I mean, I know that, let's see, World Stars, they're in it.
Tony Thunder.
Yep,
that's that's an exciting new team. I'm looking forward to seeing the World Stars. You got Crush and Steel, the former champions, No More Sorrow.
Okay.
Will be in there, well represented as well. Another new team on the block, Ken Cash and Alex Sky, Hustle and Muscle.
It's Muscle and Hustle, I believe.
Well, whatever.
Yeah.
Ken Cash Hustle, has muscle, been watching muscle, with us. So
ladies first, so it'd be Muscle and then Hustle.
Hustle and Muscle. And then the other two teams rounded out are Studio 86 and H3RD.
Now, H3RD, I saw the video. There's going to be a third member unveiled this Saturday.
That's what it sounds like from Dr. Old Wrecking Ball.
Yeah,
no,
I mean, I think you
and
know
don't
these
call
guys.
Him Meatball. He's a nice guy. Yeah. Sorry, just had to point that out there.
Priest, you got to know who it is.
Could this be Tommy Tresnick?
I mean, I think there's a lot of speculation on who it'll be, and you know, I think the Clash fans have a pretty good idea who it's going to be, the crossover fans, and being a member of that roster as well. I mean, I think Stein's got a point towards, you know, the mad scientist, but at the same time, you just never know.
Yeah, you never know
about what he has up his sleeve.
I'm the sheriff, and I don't know for sure who it is.
It's going to be me, damn it.
Very well, could be.
And these guys, guys
you
aren't.
You just came out here and said, "Dr. Wrecking Ball is a nice guy." You're the first person I've ever met that said it.
Yeah, so. we had him on the show.
Maybe it is you.
We had him on the show. We had a very good conversation. He bought
you
me.
Liked,
he bought me
I was
Fireball.
About to say, you liked him because he bought you shots. That's why.
And I bought him a shot too. We sat around and, you know.
Wow, had I didn't a good know that Wrecking Ball drank.
I think the scoop is in. We know who the third member is.
It's me, Devin McKenzie.
Who's the third man?
How you gonna hold out on your own people
since July of '96?
Oh man, I don't want any more Hogan references, so we'll move on from there.
You can never have enough. You can never have enough.
Yeah,
Devin
hates Hulk Hogan.
Since I was a child, like, I used to cry every time he came on a TV screen.
Trish Stratus.
That's just because you're not as tan as Hogan. That's all.
I think Hogan's trying to get to my level of tan.
I don't think so.
But we only got a few minutes left. So, Matthew Priest, Hutch, why don't you go ahead and tell the people? We'll start with you, Priest, and then we'll let you finish up, Hutch. Tell the people why they should come out to BCWA. Ain't that a kick in the head? This Saturday, March 16th at the Copeland Center in Wyandotte. We'll start with you, Priest.
Well, I think people want to come out to. Proven one thing over the last 9 months. It's going to give you an action-packed show, family entertainment. There's not going to be any foul language and obscene angles in there, but it's going to be good, wholesome family entertainment and quality entertainment. A lot of people hear family entertainment, they think it's going to be hokey, jokey. No, this is solid wrestling. You're going to get some good action. You're going to get to see a lot of talented performers go out and do their thing. And you're not going to have to sit there for 4.5 hours like you are some other independent wrestling shows. It's going to come in. You're going to get your fulfillment. You're still going to be able to enjoy your Saturday night, and you're going to get your money's worth, especially if you sign up that VIP package, getting those front row seats, getting some free swag, getting the exclusive meet and greets with Shark Boy, Justin Maine, and some of the other talents. I mean, it's a hell of a deal on that VIP package. I know people are always bummed out they don't get the front row seat. People I personally know that have upgraded to VIP the last two shows, and they say it's well worth it.
Definitely. So, Priest, thank you for joining us, man.
Hey, no problem. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, this weekend.
Yep.
Talk to you later, Priest.
See you Saturday.
Yep. All right, Sheriff.
Sheriff, that's me.
Yes, sir.
That's
so,
Man Hudge. I don't know what else I can say after Priest. You should have had me go first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know how close. I got a bedroom talk now. Yes, I got the point. But yeah, and I don't know how to follow Priest because Priest has a way to sum up everything so well. And then there's me. Come to the show and watch some wrestling. It'll be good.
I mean, that pretty much sums it up. You hear us talking about it every time BCWA comes around. You definitely need to check them out. Flat out.
Flat out. It'll be dope.
Yeah, what Hudge said.
We call that a callback. Good job.
I didn't call anybody.
Priest just hung up. Hudge. Tell us, real quick, before we got a little bit of time, tell us about the after party.
You can at least
tell us about
that. That's at the Firehouse, not Firehouse Bar and Grill, Firehouse Pub. I'm not sure. It's right there across from the Yak. We go there. You hang out with us. You eat some food.
Have a good time.
Have some beverages.
I like to play weird songs on the jukebox. Usually I just repeat California Love Now. Last show I just played California Love. Like 6 times at the bar just to make fun of Justin Maine.
Why is it that every time I hear that song, it makes me think of WrestleMania 16? Maybe because I was a kid then, but
I don't know because I didn't even know it was in there.
I was saying, did they play that?
That was the theme song.
They were able to play that?
Yeah, it was the theme song. It was WrestleMania 2000.
I don't know, but I just thought of too legit to quit. That's all. I don't know why. That may be played at the after party. So if you want to come see me sing Too Legit to Quit, come to the after party at the Firehouse.
Okay, this is a very random question.
They got all right pizza.
I'm going to ask it real quick. Wait, you ever do karaoke?
No.
Oh, maybe we got to get Hudge.
Wait, you hear so this before voice? Before we let him go, we almost let it get away without it. Real quick, locker room etiquette.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
What's one of your pet peeves that pisses you off with people in the locker room? Because we've had a ton of different answers.
I don't know. I don't like when somebody takes my chair.
That's a new one.
Yeah, you take my chair. I go out and had the match, and I come back, and my chair is gone. Or somebody else is sitting in it. I'll just pick you up right out of it.
Yeah, that's a new one.
That's the first time I've heard that one.
Oh, yeah. You don't want nobody taking your chair.
Yeah, because, you know, we've always heard, you know, shake hands.
Don't bring your family or girlfriend.
Wash your balls, that stuff too.
Wash your gear, wash your balls.
Yeah. I try not to smell anybody's balls while I'm back there. It's usually a good thing. I don't know what you guys are into, but I'm not into that.
Wait, these were answers that we got.
These are answers from your peers. This is what they gave us.
Oh, okay.
I think, was that Congo that said that one? Make sure you wash your ball.
Yeah, well, and most definitely he's so Congo. Tall.
He's so tall, so I don't know how he would do that. Must be walking around on his hands.
I will say that Congo and Big Hudge are probably the tallest guests that we've had on this show.
Wait a minute.
And
dude, we from
both
the Pistons,
talked
though.
About Chicken Shack down the street.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about James Buddha Edwards. Yeah,
I got excited because I saw Chicken Shack on the way here. But
I told him the story about Kong.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Big Hudge, any last words for our guests here, our listening audience here?
Listening audience, Knockouts everybody 3 on the camera there.
Yeah.
Come on out on Saturday to Ain't That a Kick in the Head. You know, BCWA, come check out the show. You won't regret it. No one has yet. So come on out to the show, 2306 4th Street and Wyandotte, 48192. It's at the Copeland Center. Come check it out.
He's got the zip code and everything. You have no excuses.
I had to write down the zip code because I can never remember.
Oh, I was
that.
Trying to give you points.
Yeah. No. Hey, the address, I remember the first time we went there somehow. I don't know. 2306 4th Street.
Definitely. And where can people follow you?
Big Man Hudge on Facebook. Possibly Big Man Hudge on Instagram.
Okay. Well, we'll vet that and let everybody know.
Yeah.
Mr. Campbell, any last words, man? Welcome back, man.
Thank you. It's good to be back. You can find me.
Have you.
Thank you.
He decided he liked wrestling again more than superheroes.
No. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, Kyle J. Campbell. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Team Chaos. That's K-A-Y-O-S. You can also find my other show with my contemporary partner, Zero. It's a new show. It's premiering actually this week. We've reformatted, renamed. The new name of the show is Wakanda Podcast Is This. You can actually find us on Anchor, iTunes, anywhere, SoundCloud, anywhere. You're not my target audience, Randy. You can find us anywhere to listen to podcasts at. We do weekly reviews for the DC TV Multiverse shows, any DC or comic book related show or news. Doing a review for Captain Marvel tomorrow.
Looking forward to that.
And you can find it anywhere. Like, share, subscribe, and love, peace, and hair grease.
That was really long.
That's what she said.
Oh, my God.
Right? Oh, man.
Right? He just went there and we're right?
It's
the air
not
right
what
now.
She said.
Right? No, it is. Like, don't worry.
Okay. Whoa. Shit. I don't even know what to say to that at this point. But yeah.
Family friendly.
If you need something to do this Friday, come check out. If you need to get a couple drinks before you come out and check out BCWA, A Kick in the Head, come out and check out us and past guests of the show, Miles Fury Jerry.
Yes, sir.
At House of Shamrocks, Hazel Park, Michigan. We're going to be having a party, having some beers. It'll be a good time. Saturday, come check out BCWA, A Kick in the Head. And yeah, you find me on social media at Detroit Knockout, at Detroit NOKOUT. And make sure you're following Knockouts and Three Counts Podcast on Facebook and at KO3CPod on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Devin. Hi, how are you?
I thought you already went.
No.
I thought we were
done. Let you guys go first, man. Now I get my stuff in at the end.
He has a plug he has to do at the end, so that's why we let him go last.
You're going to enjoy this one, Kyle. So you can find me on Twitter at Devin63. That's DevinThe63. You can find me on Instagram at AllStakeNoSizzle. Make sure you join the Reality Era News group on Facebook where we talk wrestling. Hey, if you're looking for a car, make sure you check out Matthew Hargrave Chevy.
What?
What? Yes, Matthew Hargrave Chevy. Go to mhchevy.com and check out their inventory. And when you go in there, holler at my man Anthony. He will definitely hook you up with a new car.
I'm a Chevy guy, so I might come.
Wait, you don't.
Well,
we'll talk about that later. But if nothing else, Hudge, thank you for joining us in studio, man. This is definitely a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. It was a good time.
Yeah, we definitely got to have you back on the show, man.
Okay, we'll see what we can do. Your people can talk to my people.
You mean Kyle?
Yeah, sure.
hey, Callison, is he coming back?
He's welcome whenever he wants.
Okay, that means
wow.
It. All right. We talk to your people.
So, with all that being said, until next time, take care of yourself.
Fuck your couch.
Boss up, shake down.
Family friendly.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Tony's not stealing my shit.
Peace.